Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Prijašovi. Ja jem Dín Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 16. júla 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russian FM, your Russian radio station at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. You can also catch our archives any time of the day or night by logging onto our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, July 16th, 2023. We're going to go into the golden oldies for our first selection. This is from the 1930 Lemko recordings. It's a polka. And then we're going to go to the Hutzel lands in Podkarpatska Rus.
Thank you.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can contribute by going to our webpage, c-rs.org. Hover over Donate and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org. Donate. Russian Heritage Radio Program. Я знам, že máme mnohí sluchačů z rusinskoj domoviny. Rád by jem znal, kto nám sluchaje. Si nám sluchajte, prošu vás poslajte mail. Môžete mi poslati na totu adresu dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com.
Nechceme my taký tovar od Kalieć,
tomorrow, July 17th, we commemorate the 135th birthday, as well as the 63rd anniversary of the death of Blessed Bishop Pavel Petergoidich, a Rusyn Basilian monk and the Eparch of the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Prešov. Petergoidich was born on July 17, 1888, in a village called Ruske Peklani, a Rusyn village about 12 miles south of Prešov, into a priestly family. After graduating from the gymnasium in 1907, he began his study of theology in Prešov, and then was sent a year later to continue his studies in Budapest. While still a seminarian, he was directed by his spiritual director on these lines: "Life is not difficult, but is a serious matter." Words that were to guide him throughout his life. After finishing his studies, and on July 27, 1911, he was ordained a priest in Prešov by Bishop Dr. Jan Vali. After his ordination, he worked for a short period as an assistant parish priest with his father. After a year, he was appointed prefect of the eparchial seminary, and at the same time taught religion in a higher secondary school. In 1919, he became director of the Episcopal office. On July 20, 1922, he joined the Order of St. Basil the Great at Chernechna Hora near Mukachevo, where, taking the habit on January 27, 1923, he took the name Pavel. On September 14, 1926, he was nominated Apostolic Administrator of the Eparchy of Prešov. During his installation as Apostolic Administrator, he announced the program of his apostolate: "With the help of God, I want to be a father to orphans, a support for the poor, and consoler to the afflicted." A short time later, March 7, 1927, he was nominated bishop with the title of Harpash. Harpash was the church in Asia Minor. The episcopal consecration took place in the Basilica of San Clemente in Rome on March 25, 1927, the Feast of the Annunciation. For his episcopal program, he chose the motto, "God is love, let us love him." As bishop, he was engaged in the promotion of spiritual life of both clergy and faithful. He insisted on the proper celebration of the liturgy and of church feasts. Following new conditions, he erected new parishes, for instance, in Prague, Bratislava, Levoča, and elsewhere. Thanks to his hard work, the orphanage at Prešov was built and entrusted to the local sisters. On April 13, 1939, he was appointed Apostolic Administrator in Slovakia for the Apostolic Administration of Mukachevo. In the difficult situation of the Slovak state, he became a thorn in the flesh for the representatives of the government of the time and offered his resignation from the post. In fact, the present Holy Father appreciated his work and not only refused his resignation, but also made him residential bishop of Prešov. And so on August 8, 1940, he was solemnly enthroned in Prešov, and then on January 15, 1946, confirmed in his jurisdiction over the Greek Catholics in the whole of Czechoslovakia. The progress in religious and spiritual life in the eparchy that followed the personal example and fervor of Bishop Pavel was interrupted by the events of war, and especially with the coming to power of the communists in 1948. Bishop Goidich resisted any initiative to submit the Greek Catholics to Russian Orthodoxy, assisted by the Communist Party and the power of the state, even though he knew he was risking persecution and arrest, maybe even death. Gradually, he was isolated from the clergy and the faithful. During the events known as Axia P, on April 28, 1950, the state outlawed the Greek Catholic Church and forbade her activity, and Bishop Goidich was arrested and imprisoned. From January 11 through 15 of 1951, a show trial was set up against the so-called high treason bishops, and he was given a life sentence, fined 200,000 crowns, and deprived of all his civil rights. Transfers from one prison to another followed. Bishop Goidich suffered physical and psychological punishments, humiliations, was forced to do the most difficult and degrading jobs. However, he never complained and never asked to be relieved. He made use of every available time to pray and celebrate the Divine Liturgy in secret. Following the amnesty in 1953 given by State President Anton Zapotocki, his life sentence was changed to 25 years detention. Bishop Goidich could only leave prison at the cost of his faithfulness to the Church and to the Holy Father. Various offers were made to him, as is proved by events that he himself recounts. In the prison of Ruzhin, he was received in an office where he had been brought from his cell. A high official in uniform told him he could go straight to Prešov on the condition he was willing to become the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church in Czechoslovakia. The bishop refused this offer, excusing himself and explaining that this would be a very grave sin against God, a betrayal of the Holy Father, of his conscience and his faithful, most of whom were suffering persecution. A great desire of Bishop Goidich was to die comforted by the sacraments on his birthday. Both desires were fulfilled. Father Alois Vrana was transferred to the room to the prison hospital of Leopoldov in Slovakia, where the bishop passed his last days and heard his confession. Bishop Goidich died on July 17, 1960, on the day of his 72nd birthday. He died in the hospital of the prison of Leopoldov as a result of illness resulting from the treatment that he had suffered. Afterwards, he was buried without ceremony in the prison cemetery in a nameless grave with the prison number 681. As a result of the easing of the political situation during the Prague Spring in 1968, the state authorities gave permission for exhuming the mortal remains of Bishop Goidich. This happened in the cemetery of Leopoldov on October 29, 1968, and was followed by the transfer of the remains to Prešov. By a decision of the authorities set up after the Soviet occupation, these were transferred to the crypt of the Greek Catholic Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Prešov. From May 15, 1990, they are to be found in a sarcophagus in the chapel of the cathedral. Bishop Goidich was legally rehabilitated on September 27, 1990. Subsequently, he was decorated posthumously with the Order of Tomas G. Masaryk, Second Class, and with the Cross of Pribina, First Class. The Holy Father, Saint Pope John Paul II, during his historic visit to Slovakia, while visiting Prešov, prayed at the tomb of the Bishop Martyr in the chapel of the cathedral. During the homily on the beatification of the eight servants of God on November 8, 2001, Saint Pope John Paul II said of Blessed Bishop Goidich, "Known to the people as the man with the heart of gold, he became known to the representatives of the government of the time as a real thorn in the side." After the communist regime made the Greek Catholic Church illegal, he was arrested and imprisoned. Thus for him began a long calvary of suffering, mistreatment, and humiliation which brought about his death on account of his fidelity to Christ and his love for the Church and the Pope. Next we have the Goidich Choir singing Oče náš in remembrance of the birth and death of Blessed Bishop Pavel Goidich tomorrow, July 17th. May he rest in peace. Večnaya jemu pamyat Vladyko.
Oh, Dvoru píde, nikdaj vám, mamočko. in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life, GCU. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com. Or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinu America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatha Rusin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusin FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to all of our archives from our beginnings in 2004 up until today. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Rusin Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org, where you can join the society, order from our online and offline catalog, take part in a genealogy discussions, and much more. c-rs.org. Also, listen to Rusin FM any time of the day or night. Log on to your computer and go to rusin.fm. rusin.fm, or on your device, just look up the app on your favorite app store. I guess there's really only one app store for whatever device you have, but look it up, Rusin FM. Rusin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tjedan. S Bohom.
Spivala! дома брата и старшу сестру. Они мне казали, что замуж пойду. Они мне казали, что замуж пойду.
Оба не Маруся, оба не женился. Марусину очка сподобали мне.
Rusinil Amerika.